This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 195 for Wednesday, December 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Wednesday morning, gleaning support from gains in comparable oils. The January canola contract rises $4.20 at $647.10 per ton, and the March contract adds $4.50 at $661 per ton. There are upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Higher global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Meanwhile, some pressure on canola is coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 75.06 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.94. A reminder that the last trading day for January options is Friday, with the first notice day a week later. A report says the United States winter wheat plantings are down at least 2 million acres compared to last year, and maybe as much as 3 million. China reports its soybean imports so far this year are 89.63 million tons, up 13% compared to last year. China also says its year-to-date corn imports are 22.18 million tons, with 40% imported from Brazil and 33% from the U.S. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor lowers his projection for Brazil corn production to 117 million tons and raises his estimate for Argentina corn output to 53 million tons. A private consultancy places France's planted wheat acres at 10.48 million, which would make for the smallest area since 2000. In international purchases, Egypt is buying 480,000 tons of wheat from Russia. Jordan issues a tender for 120,000 tons of wheat. Pakistan is seeking to acquire 110,000 tons of wheat. And South Korea is buying 65,000 tons of corn. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The March contract dips 1 cent at $13.21.5 per bushel. March soy meal loses $2.20 at $390.20 per short ton. Meanwhile, March soy oil bumps up more than 2 tenths of a cent at 51.05 cents per pound. The March corn contract in Chicago nudges up a penny at $4.74 per bushel. The March oats contract turns around to drop 9 cents at $3.76. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago March slipping 2 cents at $6.21. Kansas City March gives up 4 cents at $6.37. And Minneapolis March is down 6 cents at $7.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.